Stop 6, Wetland. You are at the edge of the woods and may feel the sun when you step out from the forest canopy. A bench on the right just ahead is a nice place to enjoy the spot. Beyond and to the left, the trail runs through a long, narrow opening that is part of a larger wetland area. Wetlands are places where the water table is nearly as high as the soil, and the ground remains saturated through much of the year. Some plants are adapted to live in wetlands, and you may find the bright green leaves of spicebush, the knobby, fruiting fronds of sensitive ferns, and the peeling golden bark of yellow birch along the trail. In late spring or summer, look for small plants that resemble miniature Christmas trees. These are horsetails, descendants of ancient plants that were once the size of trees. Horsetails, or equisetum, are spore plants like ferns. Find one with a soft cone at its tip, and you have found a reproducing plant. Early settlers used horsetails for scrubbing because of their rough texture, which comes from silica deposits in the stems and leaves. Breathe in. What do you smell? Wetlands have their own special smells, and on a warm day you may be able to pick up the murky scent of the swamp around you. In the fall, you may also enjoy the warm, fruity smell of wild grapes and hear flocks of birds enjoying the fruit. Robins, American redstarts, and even foxes love this aromatic fruit. Many birds and animals are drawn to water, and this is a wonderful area to listen for birds. In summer and early fall, flowers will be blooming in the small wet meadow, and you may hear the buzz of bees or dragonflies as they search for small flies and mosquitoes. In early spring and summer, different kinds of frogs will be calling from nearby pools along the trails ahead of you. Listen for a moment. Can you hear them? This part of the trail is overlain along a sanitary sewer line, and occasionally you will see a manhole cover off to the side. Many places in Broad Meadowbrook Sanctuary are fitted together with the infrastructure needed to support homes, businesses, and roads. Some trails follow historical patterns of land use, such as cart roads and rock quarries. We invite you to enjoy the experience of nature in this urban sanctuary, knowing that places don't need to be pristine to support wonderful wild things.
Travel directions to Stop 7. The trail forks here near the beginning of a curved boardwalk. The Frog Pond, Stop 7, is along the left fork. Just after the bench, take a few steps with the rope guide on your right, attached to a small kiosk. Arriving at the boardwalk, step forward to pick up the rope, which will now be on the left. Pass the wheel-shaped bead that is Stop 8A. Continue along the boardwalk for a little over 30 posts to the frog pond. The rope will take a turn near the pond. When it ends, you are invited to sit at the very long bench located just beyond.